Tom Carkleman, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast going to be mainly sunny eventually here today. We'll have a high near 54 degrees. Starting out cloudy, a little foggy in some areas. Kenosha at 29 degrees. Also 29 in Burlington, 34 Milwaukee, 31 in Racine. Almost a year after it happened, Kenosha County District Attorney Bob Zaff is expected to finally release the results of his review into last year's officer use of force death of Aaron Seiler by Officer Pablo Torres. It happened in a garage near 21st Avenue and 56th Street at the conclusion of a vehicle chase and then a foot pursuit. Zaff maintained he needed help from the use of force expert he had hired to reach his conclusion. Officer Torres has been on administrative leave since the shooting. Monday night's two-vehicle crash at Highway 20 and 90th Street in Sturtevant led to a passenger from one of the trucks going up to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life, and now comes word that man has passed away. Mount Pleasant police were notified about 3:30 this morning of the man's death. His name is still being withheld for family notification purposes. The man was in a truck driven by Chris Hetchler of Mount Pleasant that turned in front of the other truck. Hetchler charged earlier this week, but the district attorney's office is now expected to amend the criminal complaint to reflect the accident being a fatality. A mother and her teenage son taken by Racine Fire Department paramedics to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency last night. A traffic crash occurred around the 1400 block of Lathrop Avenue. Reports from the scene indicate the victims were in a vehicle, stopped for a red light when another vehicle hit them from behind at close to the normal speed limit. Police indicate the third vehicle was parked nearby and that was involved as well. The 38-year-old woman suffered facial, arm, and knee injuries. Her 14-year-old son, medical attention for a left ankle injury. Get ready to rumble. State Department of Transportation warning drivers they're going to be putting in some rumble strips by the construction zones this year, at least some of them. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The DOT will be installing portable rumble strips in work zones to give motorists a warning so they will reduce their speed. Officials say the rumble strips have helped reduce crashes in work zones in other states. The rumble strips will be installed during two projects in Racine County, on Highway 38 from County Highway K to the Milwaukee County line, and on Highway 11 from Highway C to 71st Drive. The rumble strips will only be deployed on days when flaggers are working to direct traffic. Last year, 2,400 crashes in work zones resulted in 945 injuries and 12 deaths. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Anticipation and optimism turning to heartbreak last night. The Racine Park boys basketball team losing to Milwaukee Marquette in a Division I sectional semifinal of the WIAA tournament. Burlington Catholic Central easily defeated Sheboygan County Christian in their D5 sectional semifinal. Played at Brown Deer, the Hilltoppers go against Eustisford for the sectional crown tomorrow night. We'll have it here on WRJN. The Burlington High School boys, they lose by 13 to Fort Atkinson in a D2 matchup. The Kenosha St. Joseph's girls team got by Marathon 61-59, a Division IV semifinal game in Green Bay. The Lancers will play Mineral Point tomorrow for the state title. Racine Unified School Board had a closed session in a meeting room at Bucket's Pub in Racine on the overdue evaluation of Superintendent Lolly Hawes. While outside the Southwest Side business, teachers union leaders explained how she is failing and the one-dimensional review process fails district stakeholders. Executive Director of the REA, Naomi Baden, cited teacher survey numbers 75% and above to have the superintendent not meeting key operational expectations for the district.
She is perceived to be poorly informed or unwilling to lean on and use what is considered best practice in most aspects of teaching and learning. She is perceived, in effect, and this is my interpretation, as being a compliance person. You must comply rather than let me tell you about why this is what teaching and learning should be about. This is what best practice is. That would be an ownership approach.
Dr. Hawes put out a statement about progress being made in areas like student achievement and graduation rates. She said, I trust that the Board of Education's evaluation of my work will reflect this, adding, I look forward to the opportunity to discuss ways to continue our momentum. And after narrowly voting Tuesday night to sell the former Taylor Home property to Evergreen Academy, the Elmwood Park Village Board last night unanimously voting to hire an outside attorney to review the proposed contract. Attorney John Belogic, who offered up his services, said the contract ought to spell out that the village doesn't represent the property as being perfect. Village President Ellis Steiner said it's in their best interest to hire an attorney to protect the village.
So the issue of an extra few dollars on a major project like this to bring in a real estate attorney is well worth the price for the village to pay. to protect our interests.
Evergreen representatives a little concerned about delaying a closing any further, so they gave the village a deadline of next week. They also indicated they are looking at another property that has a willing seller. A Waterford man who pleaded no contest to charges stemming from two sexual encounters with young girls gets 2 years of probation. 18-year-old Nicholas Coburn also giving 8 years of extended supervision by Racine Judge John Jude. He was charged as well with having sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl in November of last year, while the first case he was involved in, a 12-year-old girl, an underage drinking party at his home in Waterford in February of 2013, while still pending. The man accused of the brutal hatchet death of his estranged wife in Mount Pleasant last year, 39-year-old Christian Logan Negru, is now scheduled to go to trial in July. He's pleaded not guilty and not guilty by reason of insanity. Well, that'll mean a two-stage trial. First, to determine if he is guilty. The second, if he had a mental disease or defect the day he's accused of attacking and killing Roxana Obradon. Loganegra's trial is expected to last about a week. Kenosha police looking into a possible attempted abduction in the 2600 block of 14th Place at a bus stop this past Monday. A white van involved with tinted windows and two children. The man driving the van, described as African-American, got out and offered the kids a yellow book while asking them about the library. As he talked to the children, police say a second person, a white male, slid open the side door on the van and then stared at the children, who left the area. Kenosha police asking anybody with any further information, give them a call. A Red Cross shelter at Kenosha Bradford's Fieldhouse for 20 tenants displaced by an apartment building fire this week on 50th Street, expected to stay open through Monday, while the Kenosha Transit Center offered the opportunity for some of those folks to get some resource help. Dana Cruz grateful for that help offered up by the Red Cross and the 10 community groups who were involved, because it's been a little difficult to deal with all of this by themselves.
They're in helping us in ways that I never imagined that, you know, people would help. And it's, you know, it's sad. It hurts to know that we don't have a home. But I'm just, you know, keeping my head up, keeping a positive attitude, because I know it's going to be okay eventually.
The 29-year-old Cruz has four children. They and her fiancé have been staying with family members. Attempts to find a new home have been stymied, they say, in part by the owner of the fire-damaged building not returning phone calls. She and the other displaced residents say they could really use their security deposits back and at least part of this month's already paid-up rent as they are searching for new housing. Members of the Racine County Board to tour the Ridgewood Care Center on Wood Road south of Regency Mall tomorrow morning, part of the process to decide the facility's future. A task force recommending the county at least consider a possible sale of the nursing care and rehab center, while noting dwindling reserves and competition from the private sector. The tour tomorrow to include Ridgewood's administrator, the county's director of human services, and county executive Jonathan Delagrave, who has handled duties of both jobs in the past. Oh, and finally, this just in, Pete Rose will be going into the Hall of Fame, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame in Milwaukee. The baseball's all-time hits leader attending the ceremony, officials say, at the Pabst Theater on April the 23rd. Online voting over the past year resulting in more than 95% of the respondents saying Pete Rose should be the first inductee into the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.